Dan Egan, of course. He will tell us about his book, 30 Years in a White Haze. Dan Egan, internationally known extreme skier, kind of put it on the map in the Warren Miller movies and beyond. He loves this stuff. He eats it, lives it, breathes it, the white powder and the snow, and, of course, has a great New Hampshire connection. He's been a great correspondent for us on the Olympics. And Dan Egan joining us and on the GMI studio lines. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, Jack. How's everything? It's unseasonably warm to be thinking about the games, isn't it?
It is, and a couple of stories have really fascinated me, and that is the well, we thought Shaun White and Mikayla Shiffrin would have big games, and it's been an interesting grind and a different twist. What do you have for us this morning, Dan?
Well, you know, when it comes to Mikayla, you know, it's a little bit hard not to have seen it coming with all of the buildup for the five medal quest. You know, falling in the GS, falling in the slalom. For a while there, Jack, I thought she might not compete in the speed events, but she did stand up last night and managed a ninth-place finish in the Super-G. Normally, that would just be considered non-news, but after falling in the first two technical events, getting one under her belt, there's a couple races left for her. She's got the downhill coming up and then the combined and potentially the team slalom. So not done for Mikayla Shiffrin, but definitely a disappointing Olympics. And, of course, Shaun White, you know, what can you say? He's 36 years old. He gave it a run, fifth games, finished fourth. Not that bad, but just didn't have it. You know, when you saw the younger Japanese half-pipe riders, they were head and shoulders above, you know, that youth, that inspiration. The tricks were unbelievable. But Shaun goes out, you know, one of the best of all times and one who transformed the sport.
Dan, what about, you mentioned the for Mikayla, when is the women's downhill scheduled?
Yeah, it's coming right up here. I think we're going to see it over the weekend, and that will be exciting. You know, she could potentially pop one there now with a couple of training runs on the same track with the Super-G, getting familiar with that. And really, I'm sure she was just skiing last night to finish.
Yeah. What else is catching your eye as we get to – we're actually kind of getting near the midway point, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's coming to a close, but a lot going on. Of course, Chloe Kim, the gold medal in the women's half pipe, repeating – protecting her gold. She was head and shoulders above the rest. And, of course, Ryan Cochran-Siegel from Vermont, the silver medal in the Super-G for the men's, was unbelievable, Jack. His run in the Super-G potentially was the winning run. I mean, he had the line that nobody else took, and when you watched it, you could just tell he was faster. He just missed the gold by 0.04 of a second, which is a blink of an eye. And that's a huge win for the U.S. for a silver medal in Super-G. So pretty unbelievable. And the story I love is Lindsay Jacob Ellis, 16 years later after her tragic fall in 2006 Olympics, where she was winning the border cross and kind of did a show-off move on the last jump and fell, costing her a gold medal. She came back and won the gold here. She's 36 years old, the oldest woman to win an Olympic gold, and she had a great career, and it's a great way to go out. Also, in Nordic skiing, Jesse Diggins, you know, a bronze medal, our first Olympic individual medal for the U.S. ever.
Interesting. Always expert, yeah. Great stuff. Dan Egan, I appreciate it. Should be an exciting weekend. Thanks for joining us, GMI Studios. How's the book doing?
Book's doing great. Been doing book signings in Telluride, Big Sky. I'm off to promote it in Europe next week, so very excited about that.
And is there a home website for the book?
You bet. You can check it out at white-haze.com, 30 Years in a White Haze. Of course, you can find it anywhere you buy your book. And, yeah, it's exciting to see. Every time I go out and do it, Jack, people show up out of the woodwork and bring back memories of the career, so it's fun for me.
Well, you're a prince of a person, and I'm glad you're having fun with it. Thanks for helping that enrich our coverage and understanding and some of the stuff happening for the Americans in Beijing. Thank you, Dan.
All the best. Have a great weekend.